Well, hello, folks. It's the 16th of December 2013, and I am testing. I have been having the same issues with Audio Boo that so many have been having over the last 24 hours, and it's not fun. It's been interesting, actually, having the service go down and making me step back and realize how much of my downtime or invisible time when I'm just doing things that are not important gets devoted to listening to people's audio. It's a little disconcerting to be one of those social media addicts that everybody talks about. But I really miss it when it's not there. Man, this is kind of do something practical now. It's a nice way to spend recreational time listening to these people in this little box here that I seem to carry around everywhere. So I just want to throw out a comment, and I guess tentatively I'll kind of loosely direct it at Slandy and Sassy Cat and even Ian Kath over there. Come on over, Ian Kath. The people that have responded to my last Boo McColgan, of course, for his dialogue with Paul Omani about this that we all just jumped in on. I want to say, as a foreigner and as somebody coming over from the North American continent, that there are at least three of us that I think would probably take an interest in doing that, and perhaps more by the time that we were actually able to, you know, if we waited until 2015. I know some of the folks in Europe want to get it in and get it done, and I say that's fine. If they want to do that, that's great, but I also understand that for a lot of people there is a financial consideration, and it will take them some time to raise the funds to justify or to be able to justify raising that kind of money to take a trip like that. Some people work for themselves. Some people, if they don't work, they don't make money. So it's kind of up in the air for many people. Steph, actually, in conversation, Steph, I'm going to just, I guess, bring it out here that he even mentioned it would be better to push it, you know, to just in theoretically speaking, throwing dates around even to 2016 would be a little bit easier in terms of long-term planning. That's hard for some people to do, and they want to do it and get it done, and I understand that. But you're all so close in proximity, you guys will have a much easier time putting 20 people together. But I think if people are going to consider the rest of the world, you know, continents like North America and Australia as a viable part of this audiobook community, then it pays to recognize that some people may have a financial constraint and not be able to do this in 2014. I know I wouldn't be able to. But I think it'd be super easy to figure something out and plan it and pick a date and sort of something to aim for. Oh, I think Ricky would come over too, he said, already from Puerto Rico. So there's another one. I guess we don't, technically that's not North America, but I'll count Puerto Rico for the moment as part of the United States. So I know people are interested, and I still say we should pick a date and plan it maybe far enough out for people to be able to really focus on the date but be able to figure out how they're going to get the resources together and enough time to actually put something together and do some proper planning amongst a group of us that think we really want to go, because I really want to go. Paul Omani, speaking to McColgan, mentioned Glasgow, and that got me even more excited. I'd love to go to Dublin, but I certainly will not travel to Europe without seeing Scotland, without going through London. If I'm going to spend that kind of money, I'm going to spend it. And Glasgow makes me even more excited, because Ireland is great, Scotland is awesome. So, and I would have every intention of trying to see it anyway. So, you know, if really the community at large could settle on a place and tentatively a season to shoot for, it might be more practical. I'm not saying for those who want to rush ahead and do it in 2014, but if you guys from over here really want to seriously talk about it, I say we plan it and do it anyway, because what a great, great thing to be part of this experience. And if others have the experience sooner, then we'll have another one. I think it's a great idea. Hope your week is going well. I will speak to you next time. I'm Raquel G., Sacramento, California. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.